There is no shortage of answers to flooding. It just comes down to political choices. Too much ground is paved over. There are not enough green spaces to absorb rain, and there are too many people living in inappropriate places. Supply chains are another big issue. An absence of tomatoes in the UK can be caused by drought in Morocco. Nearly half of the UK's food is imported. A quarter comes from southern Europe, where weather extremes are on the rise. Conflicts in Ukraine and the Middle East don't help, and nor does Brexit. While multinationals hire advisers to brief them on the risks of political upheaval or natural hazards like earthquakes, extreme weather seems to be a blind spot when it comes to supply chains. The advice should move from just in time to just in case. Most of the time, most of the people are mostly fine, but new extremes of weather are testing the reliability of society's basic functions. Many suffer from the myth of protection. For example, just because barriers have kept water mainly at bay so far doesn't mean they always will. When it comes to pollution, 1 million UK children are receiving treatment for asthma. Every 2.5 minutes, a child has an attack that could be life-threatening, and yet attempts to introduce low-emissions zones meet with huge resistance. On the economic front, many homes are now uninsurable. 6 million UK homes are at risk of flooding, and property prices in affected areas are down by 30%. These are often called climate abandonment areas. What's good about it? As the weather turns more violent, it forces people to think differently. While people still deny the causes of climate change, they can't dismiss its reality quite so breezily when it strikes them more frequently and more viciously. That's where a common understanding can be found. Surely the experience of enduring worsening extremes will open eyes and shift minds in ways that nothing else has, because they are not about remote corners of the world. They're happening in your own country. Language to be avoided includes the words crisis, carbon footprint, greenhouse gases, 1.5 degrees, and net zero, because they're poorly understood by people. Climate change on its own doesn't work, but climate change is reducing crop yields and raising food prices cuts through. Worry is a good thing because it's for people you care about. There is a market in solving these problems and providing effective responses, often called resilience solutions and sometimes backed by so-called catastrophe capitalism. What do you have to watch? This is an excellent example of investigative journalism with a conscience. Overall, one has to conclude that the response mentioned in the title is in most cases entirely inadequate for events that are very likely to happen sooner than people think. It's a sobering thought.